All right, we're back. And, you know, I'm going to try to make you feel guilty. Did you write down, you know, things from the last one? Things that you're responsible for that you don't want to be? Things that you're responsible for that you love doing? Did you write it down? Okay, I pushed you, but some of you still didn't do it. It's not too late. You can turn this thing off right now. You can just hit pause, and you can still do it. I don't mind. You know, I'll wait. All right. So what do we want to accomplish in this session? Our eighth session, your current opportunities. I want you to think about your current opportunities. Number one, what opportunities are knocking on your door? So you have things in your life right now. Maybe there's an opportunity at the church you go to. They're looking for a Bible study leader, or they're looking for a volunteer in this part of the church or that part of the church. It's an opportunity that's right there. It's knocking on your door, but you haven't answered the door, okay, for whatever reason. Maybe you feel unprepared. A lot of times that's what it is. There's an opportunity sitting there, but we don't do anything about it because we don't think we can do it. We don't have the confidence. See, that's what Christian leaders is all about. Christian leaders is all about giving you confidence, giving you the training, giving you the knowledge so that when you have the opportunity, you can grab the opportunity because you're confident you can do it. See, the more you know about things, it's not like nuclear physics here. You can learn church history. You can learn how to preach. You can learn how to do a Bible study. These are things that you can just learn. You learn how to talk. You learn how to walk. You learn how to write. You learn all kinds of things. Language. You know, learning another language is incredibly difficult. Some of you know more than one language. You are capable of acquiring knowledge, and that knowledge will give you confidence. So there's opportunities all around you. I would like you to, you know, just take a moment and write down some of the opportunities that are in front of you. Opportunities in your family. Opportunities in your marriage. Opportunities at your workplace. Opportunities in the church. Opportunities in your community. You know what an opportunity is? You know how to find opportunities? Look for problems. Every single problem in your life is an opportunity to do something. So if you get a lot of problems in your life, you have a lot of opportunities in your life. Thank God. All right. Number two, what opportunities are waiting for you, waiting for a bit of initiative from you? Okay. A lot of opportunities are just sitting there, okay? If you just respond, it'll be there. You know, at work, they're looking for someone to take on this project. And all you have to do is raise your hand and say yes. Easy. Some opportunities require a little initiative. So there's things maybe you could do at church. No one's asking. But if you actually showed a little bit of initiative, if you went to the pastor and said, hey, I've been studying and you know, do we need this? Do we need Bible study leaders? Do you need someone to preach once in a while? I'm taking a preaching class. I know maybe, you know, you're probably thinking I'm not very good. And, you know, I can write one out and you can look at it. You know? See, there are opportunities there, but there are some opportunities that, well, just take a little initiative on your part. Or maybe you need to take a few classes first, and then you go, okay, I'm more prepared, I'm more confident, but people don't know that. They still think of you like they've always thought of you. Maybe family members have an idea of who you are. But God is shaping and molding you into what He wants you to be, but they don't know that yet. So it takes a little initiative. It takes a little, you know, pushing to make some of these things happen. So if you were to push the envelope a little bit, if you were to get outside of the box that you find yourself in, and you're in this box partly because it's your own fault, but partly because people put you in there. So if you, what can you do to get out of the box? Where is an opportunity for you if you would just do something? Maybe you need to volunteer somewhere. Maybe you need to try something. You know, when I was a kid, and you know, I decided I want to somehow go in the ministry, I started volunteering at church. I never taught anything. I volunteered to teach Sunday school, third grade. I didn't know a thing about it. But that's what I did. All of a sudden, I got thrown in there for a year. Then I volunteered to teach seventh grade catechism. And seventh graders are tough, you know. That's the age where kids are trying to go their own way and be themselves. And I felt like I was totally wasting my time. I had no idea I was effective at all until, you know, 5 years later when I met some of them. They were older and they came and said how much they appreciated that time. But I had no idea at the time. I tried things. I went on mission programs that allowed me to preach the very first time. Was the sermon any good? Well, I lost my place a few times. I had one really good story that saved the whole thing. It was good. It was not good. It was good enough to propel me forward. So what opportunities are for you? You know, I wanted to do evangelism. I didn't know how to do evangelism. I was too, shy to actually step out and do it. I didn't. So I signed up for a summer program. I went to Ogden, Utah. And I got forced to do it. I joined a program like you join the army. And all of a sudden they force you to do stuff. And you have no option. You got to do it. And that's what I did. I joined this program where they sent me out. They said, here's what you don't, here's how to do it. And now here's your partner. And now go knock on these doors and go do it. So that's what I had to do. I had to go knock on doors. I knocked on doors. And I remember the first door. You know, we go to the door, we knock on the door, and I prayed so hard. I said, dear God, please, 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 let there no one be there. I just didn't want to do it. But I was forced. This old lady comes, opens the door, we said who we are, and she lets us in. And we sit there. And what we were taught, this way of doing evangelism, we were taught, all right, so when you go in, you know, look at the pictures on the wall and talk about that and the carpet and you know, just have a little chit-chat. Just get the conversation going and then eventually ask, hey, if you were to die tonight and you stood before God, why would God let you into heaven? Or if you die tonight, are you assured that you would go to heaven? You know, so these questions, we have these prepared questions. Okay, so I'm in there and we're talking about the carpet and the pictures on the wall and, you know, she served us tea and, you know, after about a half an hour of chit-chat, we left. I never asked the question. I didn't know how to get from, hey, that's a really cool picture on your wall, to, hey, if you were to die tonight, do you think you'd go to heaven? I just, like, that seemed like a leap. So that night I prayed, dear God, you know, here's my opportunity. I wanted to learn how to do evangelism, and here I am. You put me in this place, and then I just still didn't do it. Give me another chance. I will do it. So the next time, you know, the next time we came and it was a young woman and she was in the kitchen. She had four kids running around. She was, you know, refrying the refried beans and, you know, and I'm just plowing through, hey, great beans. Okay, if you were to die tonight, and then I left thinking, what? Is this the best way? I didn't know who she was. I didn't know what her background was. For all I knew, her husband just left her the night before and here I am trying to tell her about grace. As if she has a problem with grace. Like, I know your problem and I have the solution. So what that experience did for me, I got forced into it and it changed my life in terms of what evangelism is. Evangelism is knowing who people are, knowing what their real issues are and bringing the gospel to bear on their problem. Not coming in and assuming I have the evangelistic program for you and I'm going to take you down this trail. No. I focus on the person and their need, just like Jesus did. Jesus saw their need and he responded to their need. But that's what I learned from the opportunities. I took the initiative. It wasn't an opportunity of sitting there. It was an opportunity, but I had to go do something about it. I had to sign up. I had to put myself in that position. So what kinds of things do you need to, you know, take advantage of? So number three, what might both of these, you know, opportunities that are knocking at your door and opportunities that are waiting for a bit of initiative from you, How might both of these influence your vision statement for your life? So again, just sit down, write down some things, about the opportunities you see, things that are right there, or things that are sort of there, if you were to do something about it. Write those things down, because those things, again, can be part of the background, the fodder that you use to write your personal vision statement. So we have one more session. I'm really excited about it, because here's where we kind of put it all together.